I'm 16 years old. Today, I'm doing an interview with my partner, Lexi Ma. Hi, Lexi. I feel so grateful for your participation today. Now, let's come to the first question. Who's the person has the greatest influence in your life?
Well, my father is definitely the one who had a greatest influence in my life. When I'm so sad, he always used soft words to comfort me and try to make me happy. He works hard at our home, for our home, plays with me, teach me a lot. He is a player of the home. I remember when I was young, one day I accidentally fell down. My mom wants to hold me up, but my father stops her. I tried so hard, but no one has come to comfort me. Then I could only stop crying and stand up by myself. Later, my father tells me no one can actually help you in the future but yourself, even your parents could not successfully save you. What you can do is just instinctively trying to overcome them. The challenges will no longer become your problems. Overall, it makes me who I am today.
That's true. Father's love is really different from mother's self-love. But it's a still full of love. My father also teach me a lot. He's the model I'm looking forward. Next question. Beyond your father, is there anyone else teach you some lesson in your life? Can you share some with me?
Additionally, during my elementary school years, our Chinese teacher used one of the classes to show us a magic. Unlike Euro, he carries some photos she shows us and asks us to recognize what kind of fruit it is. Easily, we identify all of them except one. The photo with a calico with a star in the middle. No one has a clue. After a few minutes, we give up and our teacher said it is an apple. Everyone is surprised. No one believes it. Then the teacher takes out two apples. One cut horizontally and one cut vertically. As a result, there are two different shapes. One can be easily recognized. The other one is so special. Then our teacher taught us that do not judge one thing from one point of view, but from multiple perspectives. At that time, I did not understand it explicitly, but after growing up, I truly realized the importance of seeing one thing from multiple perspectives, because that's the truth.
Yeah, it's really important to know the truth, and prejudge can impact one a lot. And it is really dangerous, just like the book we just read during the class, Pride and Prejudice. Mr. Darcy is definitely the victim of the prejudge. He's blamed for all the things, even almost loses his lover, Elizabeth. Okay, now it's time for the next one. What's your favorite holidays?
Day is the New Year. It is celebrated on the first day of the first month of the Chinese lunar calendar. It's the time when everyone comes back and have a feast. We can spend so much time with each other. All of the relatives who are usually busy also return to see the elders. This is the day when you do not need to worry about anything else. You can just smile all the time. No work, no schools, no business phone call. A relaxing day with feast. At that time, we have the dumplings as a tradition, and we have other traditions included. People would wear red clothing, decorate the house with red paper, and give children lucky money in red envelopes. According to a legend, it is said that red can drive away bad luck, which is why the color red is highly implied.
Same experience, holidays are for happiness, and now the new year is coming soon. Hope you and everyone will have a great year. Be healthy and happy. Now it's time to the last question. Where do you grow up and what's your childhood looks like?
I grew up in Shandong, a not so famous city compared to Beijing, Shenzhen, and Shanghai. However, my childhood is similar to a lot of people, a pair of wonderful parents, so many close friends, and a warm house. Every day, my mother softly wakes me up. We eat breakfast together. Then my father goes to work. My mother cleans the house, and I hang out with my friends. We often play in the park or go to school during the weekdays. At that time, homework is not a lot. The class is not so hard. Everyday life is so easy and happy.
Yeah, childhood is easy. No worries, no pressure. As growing up, there are a lot of decisions you need to make, and one of them is leaving the home. After leaving the home, it's really hard. It took a lot of adjusting to a new surrounding. I didn't have my mom right by my side anymore, and I need to become more independent on doing things on my own. Adjusting to a new city, community, and school was a challenge because I was used to be in my old city with my old friends and my old school. I often got homesick and wanted to go home, but I soon adjusted. At first, when I originally started getting out of the house and going to school, I didn't realize it would take so much adjusting. So it all reminds me of those life experiences with previous people. That's all the question we have today, and I think all of the content can be linked to the main question, how one's life is influenced by the environment he or she lives. As seen through the interview, parents, relatives, teachers, all of them surround us, makes us who we are today. They influence our values, our characteristics, our lives, our habits, everything our life is impacted. Overall, this is today's interview. Thanks for listening.